Hi, welcome back to Down to Fuck, or known as Dice Drop Fallen. It's DDF. It's all the same.
Down to fuck.
Down to fuck. Yeah, you guys got it.
We're down to fuck, yo.
Not down to fuck. Down to fuck.
Down to fuck.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, so, roll 20.
I'm so proud. Kyle's in roll 20, everybody.
Roll 20.
I'm in roll 20. I don't see any of y'all.
I'm in here.
I saw you.
I see Kyle. I see me.
Yeah.
I've been in here since 12 o'clock, bitches.
I understand. I saw you for a moment and then you went away. Okay? Don't yell at me. I'm doing my fucking best.
Hold on. I have to do my roll 20.
Okay, ritual. So funny thing, everybody. When I start out this one, Solas is very tired and hungover. But guess who's actually very tired but not hungover? It's Kyle. Kyle did a stupid, but it's okay.
It was a really fun night, so I don't have any complaints.
Okay. So
worth it.
What did you just roll? God damn it, Kyle.
What?
Did you do 1,000 D20s when we're not doing any D20s? Honestly,
no,
I love that
it's
for you.
It's 500 D20, actually.
Yeah, we don't do D20s.
D20s.
What is it?
D6s.
Yeah, it's 3D6.
There. That's a lot of fucking ones. Oh, no. For those of you at home listening, I do this thing on Roll 20 because I can't find my dice anywhere, so I use Roll 20 to roll. I do this thing to sort of like cleanse roll 20 where I roll 500. Like in our previous game, it was D20. In this game, it's a D6.
D6.
So I got a lot of ones on this one. I might want to try that.
Don't do it.
Ah, there we go. Oof, that's better.
Are we sure? Yeah. Are we sure it's better?
We
don't know. Your bigger sum was higher than this one. All right.
Yeah, but this one has more sixes.
Okay, where we left off, Ina and Murphy were just trying to get their way around Arona just the best that they possibly could. They met a pretzel vendor whom Murphy felt an attachment to. Murphy and Ina ended up at one of the temples of the deity of the deity of risk
Rio!
And possibility. Yeah, that one. Of risk and possibility. And
should have been Rao.
They have many
risk
more names.
Risk and possibility. Rao.
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 Risk and possibility would be rap.
No, risk and wait. I was thinking opportunity. That's what I was thinking of. Risk and opportunity.
That's
great. I love it when Zoe was playing Remy and she was just like so fucking smart and intuitive. The moment she turned into Ina, it's like all of that just like flew. Okay, so y'all went to that temple, which was right next to a club that sounded like it was absolutely going insane, just like bopping. It's a huge fucking club. Ina traded her little cute sword things to hold in her hair for some fillas, which is the money in Arona, and was told by the clerk at the desk that if they wanted more money to take the necklace of the talisman for the creation domain to the antiquities and godly relics area that was like a few blocks down, but it was nighttime, so they had to wait till the morning. Y'all slept in a cute little Airbnb hotel.
Yeah.
Ina screamed, "We are not two queens." And now you guys are outside the shop where Murphy tried to open the door and it was locked, even though it was 15 minutes past when they were supposed to be open. And a little old lady with like gray bunny ears opened and was just like, where the fuck is my granddaughter? And she started calling her on her PVT and only to find this, what you can assume is girl, mortal, with long bunny ears, sort of looking down away from the light, just like really just like over it. And she goes, why are sorry, Trevor, why are people here so early? And she looks up and goes, oh fuck, okay. And that's where we left off, is Solace actively doing her best. You don't know her name's Solace yet, but she's actively doing her best. She looks up at you two and goes, hi, welcome to Walker's Antiques and Godly Relics. We're so happy to have you here. Come on in with me and we can find something just right for you. And all of her movements are really sluggish and just like, you can tell like the light's like bothering her a lot. Serena, you notice that her hair was very similar to Paz or Absalom. I will note in this side of the world of Zinal, they do refer to as Absalom or Paz as Absalom rather than Paz. Paz is more of like the southern area of Zinal. So she like walks in, looks like she's like trying to get into the dark as soon as she can because it's much dimmer within the antique shop. And you can hear her grandma going, Solace, you promised me you wouldn't be like, she goes, grandma, I'm sorry, you should have seen the party last night, it was crazy, and I was kept getting told to just keep going, just keep, and so I did. I just kept going, and sometimes you should learn when to stop. And her grandma's just looking at her like, what the fuck is going on right now? She goes, go back to bed, grandma, I'm so sorry. And you see Solace like usher her grandma upstairs and go behind the counter that has like this old-timey looking register on it that is like made up of like bronze and has like those typewriter keys on it and like the big like lever thing to like open it, and she like types in some keys and then opens it, and you see her take out this little vial that's like shining like this glimmery like purpley green iridescence, and you see her take it off and just like shot it down with no thoughts, and then close it and put it back and close the register, and she does the like little composure thing where she's like, hi, how can I help you?
Look at Solace and be like, well, first off, hi, my name is Murphy. We need money, so I'm selling this necklace if you want it.
You okay? I didn't ask for your whole life story, but give me the necklace.
All I literally said was, we need money.
No, you said Murphy, and she's like, I didn't ask your name. Like, I don't get it. So she takes the necklace, and you see her like look at it and then turn it over and look at it again. And she goes, wait, no way. And you see her like pull up like this giant like talisman, this giant like just huge book, just huge leather bound book, and she goes, no fucking way. And she's like holding it and looking through it, and she goes, this is from the actual creation domain, like this is from the god Robanthus. How did you get this?
It's a very long story,
but I would actually kind of love to hear your entire deal now. This is actually kind of interesting. You see her like flipping through all of these books, which have like different pictures and different like signs and everything of like different things that you guys have definitely grown up with. Like, it's just like different symbols, different like iconography, different just like things, there's like some things in different languages which you guys were taught how to like write and read in, and you see this bunny person. Solas has like the long blonde hair, the bunny ears that peek out from her hair, the very elvish features, the tiny but like lightly curvaceous body, and she's just like looking through everything frantically, and she goes, "No, seriously, where'd you get this?"
I look at Ina, and I just kind of give a look of, should we?
Ina looks back and is just like, it's just like, has the look of like, well, I mean, like, she then pulls Murphy and she just goes, well, the fuck? I forgot the voice again. I will never not forget it. And she's just like, essentially, like, I want to say before I like get into this, she's like looking at him looking at them like, like the last time I mentioned this, they thought we were crazy. Like, And I whisper, "Pretzel Man." Remember the Pretzel Man? He didn't want to know where we were from.
I don't think everybody's like the Pretzel Man, to be fair.
Oh, that's true. I look back over to Bunny Girl.
She's just like staring at you, holding it like, so what? Like, this doesn't look like a fake at all, or like a replica that was made. Like, this looks real.
So, I'll just make a long story short. We actually are from the domain of the gods, whatever you want to call it down here.
You're from the Citadel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that right.
Yeah, my name is Murphy, like I said, and okay. I am a, I guess, child, you can say, Verbantis.
Okay, and...
And then that one is the
huge one?
Yeah.
Hi! She's like, I imagine she's like stepped back and she's like playing with like some antique thing. Is like violently shaking it like...
And she goes, please, please, no, that's literally a light jar created from Ismeen. Okay. And fuck. All right. That's a lot.
Yeah, we're not down here by choice. I just want to make that clear.
All right. That's fine. How did I know technically there are children of Absalom who are allowed to like come down here along with children of Ismeen, but no one really knows who is who. If they do decide to come down here, they normally keep it shh, hush, hush. How did you, if you're from Grobanthus, who are you from? She's like pointing.
So then Ina is just like, because she's still wearing the armor she wore prior, right? That leather armor. Yeah. Like, we haven't had any other clothes, essentially. No. And she's just like, can't you tell? Alcinda! And then she, like, does, like, like, pretending like she's, like, punching things.
You just see her go, oh, Absalom, you did not prepare me for this today. Mm-hmm. Absalom. Okay, do they know that you're here?
No.
No.
Not that we assume, anyway.
I've already yelled at the sky, and that didn't seem to work.
Okay, and you're sure you are from the Citadel and you did not hit your head somewhere after being super fucking drunk. I promise I will not judge. I've had a friend who literally face planted on the floor one night and I said, girl, why? And then she thought she was a fairy, which I can tell you she definitely was not. She's definitely just like out here just being a dwarf.
Well, we fell from a giant hole that opened up in the sky into the ocean and then had to swim about, like, how many? It was like a mile, right?
Yeah.
We had to swim about a mile in, and I go, and then I used to be, and then she, like, has, like, her hands, like, by her arms, and she's like, I used to be, and now, and it's just like making all these gestures and stuff about how they've changed. And I go, and she slaps Murphy's back really hard unintentionally and goes, but this one hasn't changed much.
No. No, I really haven't changed. I'm just still here. Still me.
Okay. Excuse me. I'm going to be freaking out a bit. This is basically my entire education back in college. So give me a second. Hi. Let's start over. I'm Solas Walker. Where have you guys been staying and when did you get here?
Yesterday, bed and breakfast. Oh.
And breakfast. Okay. Okay. All right. Give me one second. Give me one second real fast. And you see her just like run upstairs and it's like this giant, it just goes from like showroom that's like has like one stair up and has like more stuff around it and it's just like a bunch of knickknacks and everything to like this like dawning staircase that just has like a rope that says employees only on it. And you hear her, you just hear like little steps run up and she goes, Grandma, hi. I need to go with these patrons that are downstairs somewhere. And like you can very, very, very lightly hear what's going on. She goes, I'll call Sorsha and she'll be here in like 30 minutes. It will say be back soon on the door. I promise you I'll call Sorsha about it. Okay. I know I promised I would be here. Something crazy is happening and I need to go. And he's just like more mumbling, just sounds like old lady talk. She goes, okay, bye. And she like runs down. She goes, okay, you two are coming with me, like, right now.
Okay, where?
We are going to one of the colleges where, hopefully there'll be a professor there that is a child of Ismene who can maybe help us with what's going on.
Good, because we don't even know what's going on, really.
I am freaking out because you two shouldn't be here at all.
I lean down to Murph and I go, she was me yesterday.
I just nod. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense.
So Solas's degree is Godly Relics and History of the Citadel from Zekferon University. So, yeah, I made an entire thing on Zephyron's, like, shit. Okay, so. She goes, okay, we're going to take a small little train to the other side of Arona.
And ooh, what's a train?
It's like a large tube that takes a bunch of...
I'm fucking with you. I know what a train is.
Okay. I don't know what they have up in the Citadel. I'm going to be so fucking honest. Oh, not can trains. I cruise around you? Oh, shit. Oh, fuck. Are we allowed to curse?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't... I get slapped by my grandma a lot because whenever I curse, she's just like, Absalom would be so upset with you. And she'd be like, wah. And I'm just like, Grandma, I follow both Absalom, but also the deity of, like, risk and possibility, because, like, partying. And she goes, wah. And I go, okay. So I didn't know what was okay and what wasn't. All right, we're going to go on a train. Let's go on a train. We're going on a field trip. So
this whole conversation is just been going through stuff and like shaking things and looking at stuff. Yeah, it's been fun.
Solus is definitely stressed about that. Because a lot of the stuff is like priceless.
Having the time of her life.
Okay.
Murphy just like walks up and slaps Ina's hand away.
So after about like, I don't know, like a 10-minute walk, you guys end up at a, like, what looks there. This train station's very pretty. It's very sparkly. It has like crystals that are growing up out of the ground and like wrapping around pillars, and like there's little mushroom forests that are jumping all around, like every so often, and it sort of has like a greenhouse sort of vibe when you like walk into it. And this floating train sort of shows up, and Solus is like, come on, both of you come in here.
Murphy's just gonna be like, oh, okay, all right. And then just like shuffle in, but like awkwardly.
Okay, so rushed.
Ina does like the whole like dipping her toe in, and then quickly like just rolls right into it.
Okay, so you guys have been staying on Airbnb. You are definitely demigods, but you don't look very beefy like demigods should. All right, hopefully one of my professors, old professors, can be able to talk to us about maybe what's going on. Because I'm sure you guys would love to know.
Oh, yeah, for sure. I don't think we said it yet, but we got pushed down here.
You got pushed?
Yeah, down the hole.
I just shake my head no, and I go, he jumped.
I'm sorry, what do you mean you jumped?
They were going to push me, so I denied them the pleasure of pushing, so I jumped.
Did you guys get any backstory on, like, why people wanted you gone from up there? Because, like, history says, like, everybody seems pretty friendly and, like, all the family and...
No.
Okay.
Just has like this giant belly laugh that interrupts everybody else on this plane and then just quickly goes, no.
Yeah, Murphy's just letting Ina take the lead on that.
So
now.
Nah.
No. 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 Cleo. No.
So it's not nice. Up there. Can someone just like give me, how is it up there? Like, give me like a, I'm sorry, I studied history and basically godly relics and all of this, so I'm kind of freaking out. This is kind of my entire jam right now.
I mean, it's not like, I wouldn't really know how to describe it compared to here. Only been here for a day. I don't know. It's a giant city full of gods and their followers.
Okay. I heard it was like broken up into domains. That's true though, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I went to most of the domains.
Okay. And large and in charge.
No.
Because you never gave me your name. She's looking at you, Ina.
She's like, oh, and Because she's like, I guess, watching and then like zoned out for a second because she saw something flash by and she's like, whoa.
Are you sure you, Zoe, the player, was not just zoned out?
Probably. Who knows? Who knows at this point, man? Who knows? She just goes, she like sticks her big hand out and she's like, hi, my name's Ina, daughter of Alcinda.
Ina, okay. And she like takes the way it looks is like she takes like your finger and just sort of wags it like hello and then like drops it and goes, okay.
And if we want to be technical, the full name's Sarina, but Ina's better.
So let me get this so straight right now. Your name is Sarina, like Sarina, like Sir as in a knight and then Ina, but it's spelled S-A-R. So Sarina, but like Sarina, but like Knight Ina.
I turn over to Murphy and I go, she talks a lot.
Well, you gotta give her, like, you know, I think it's fair that she talks a lot.
I go, well, I think my dad just named me that because he ran out of Jacksons.
How many Jacksons are up there?
At least 10.
Why does Alcinda keep naming them different? Why is it all Jacksons?
Because Alcinda, for some reason, Alcinda just forgets that he has other kids by the same name, and he just really likes the name Jackson. I think he wanted to be named Jackson. There's at least 3 of them with an X.
Zoe literally just putting full force into that lore.
This is the longest I've been able to get Ina's voice in. I'm just rolling with it, man.
So, all right. So about like a 20-minute train ride goes by, and the thing on the top, there's like a little like screen at the top that tells you which stop it is. The stop says Zephyron University Drive, and Solus goes, okay, come on, we're going now. And you see her just like, it's almost like a skip walk. She's wearing like chunkier boots than like what you would think with her outfit, and she's like, okay, the history labs are to the right. And she like keeps going. She goes, I haven't been here in about 6 years, so it's gonna be fun. Okay. And then she stops. She goes, did I text Sorsha to go to the antiquities? Give me 1 second. And you see her like take out like this device and just start rapidly texting. She goes, okay, let's go this way. And you see her just like walk. And while she's walking, you guys notice like femme and mask mortals alike seem to just like gravitate towards Solus. Like she has like this air about her that's like, it very obviously attracts people, but she doesn't notice it. Like she has no thoughts by it at all, and she just keeps going. She just keeps going like nothing's wrong. So after like following her for like a good amount, she stops at this like giant ornate door that's like carved in like gold and has like that dark wood texture up above it, and it says like Professor Gatlet in the like name file, and she like knocks on the door. Yeah, that. And she like waits for a moment, and then you hear a very little come in. She like opens up the door and she goes, Professor Gatlet, hi. And she goes, Solus, it's been a while. She goes, hi. These are my friends. And she like gestures to you guys. Keep in mind, y'all definitely don't see her as a friend yet.
Yeah, Murphy shakes the professor's hand and is like, "Hi, my name is Murphy. We literally just met. So I wouldn't say friends yet, but we're getting there."
We have a fun little story to tell you. And seeing as you are a descendant of Izmi, and she looks at Solas in like the "I'm going to kill you" way, like, how dare you speak that out loud? And Solas was just like, "Oh, I wasn't supposed to know that, was I? Yeah, I did. I did too far of research on that. I researched a little bit too far into the sun and then snuck into this office one day." And she's just like, "I know that you are a disciple of Absalom. However, there are some days where I believe you are all hated." She goes, "I don't know what you're talking about." But, so, just like seeing how far back that descendant goes with being Izmin. You see Murphy. Can you give me perception?
Yes. Let me switch to roll 20. Pull up my character sheet because for some reason I didn't have it up. Okay, you said perception.
I said perception.
Just regular or like the seeing?
Regular.
Okay. That was a 12 total.
12 total. You've seen this demigod before. Like, she was at not this gather, but the one prior to it. And you definitely remember her being within the group of Izmin's, like, children. Gatlet is definitely a made-up name, because you all don't really have, like, last names. I don't know if you would know her name or not.
That's fair.
Roll for it.
Yeah,
should I roll for memory check?
What would that be? I guess
intelligence, probably.
Yeah, intelligence.
Intelligence and accuracy. How accurately can you guess this name?
That's a 9.
9?
Yeah, you.
Was it Perry? Was it Pippin? Was it Poppy?
I know it started with a P.
Is it Peony? No, that was one of your sister's names.
Oh, I'm going to lean over to Ina and I'm going to be like, "Hey, I think I know this person. Like, they were at one of the gatherings, like, a while ago."
And then Ina, like, leans, like, this is obviously right in front of the, like, right in front of these two people.
Yeah, it's not good. It's not good.
She just goes, "And she must be older than you then, old timer." And then, like, burk, 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 like, like, joking that he's old. But, yeah, then she goes, like, how old was she during the last, you know, and then she quote air quotes, "party"?
I don't remember at all. I think, I don't even remember her name. I just remember seeing her.
You see?
Just to really
are just like looking.
So then I immediately, not understanding the situation, Ina immediately points at him and goes, "This," and I like Detective Ina on the case at your service goes, "Murphy here," and then points to Murphy, "said that they saw you," and then points back over to Gatlin, and then he goes, "to this person, Professor Gatlin, if that's your name," and uses air quotes wrong, "at the last centennial in the Citadel.
You're a centennial. You mean then the last gather?
Yes.
And you see her look over at Hugh Murphy and goes, "You're Robanthus' creation."
Mm-hmm.
I turn to Murphy and I go, "I didn't expect that. That's a little creepy."
Oh, I don't hide it. I make it pretty obvious.
How is it obvious? You look like
Murphy.
Murphy
gestures to their clothing and is like, "I'm pretty obviously like nature based."
You look like any other god up wandering around in the Citadel.
She looks over at you, Murphy, and then looks over at Ina and goes, "You're new. I don't know who you are. You are different."
Yeah, Murphy's gonna like kind of butt in for a second, just be like, "Yeah, just real quick. I'm like over 200. This one's like in what, your 60s, 70s, something like that?"
I immediately go, "Technically, I'm 75. Thank you very much."
This one's a child.
Immediately starts like walking around and like grabbing books off the shelves, looking at them, and then throwing them behind her and like just doing that. Ina has no idea that she's being an asshole.
I'm going to guess Alcindor.
I look over at Solis and I go, "She gets it." She got it right away.
But I'm also getting a sense of something else within you, which is weird.
Ina immediately, as she was in the middle of tossing a book, just stops. And she goes, "I have, as Remy Monet Lancaster made an appearance there for a second."
You see Remy's walking down the street with Oswald.
"What's up, guys?"
Like, "This is a weird fucking world. How'd we get here?"
"This is a weird fucking place, man."
Wow, we really Rick and Morty'd over here, didn't we?
We really did. Then she immediately looks over at Oswald and goes, I think I need to make sure I stop messing with time. This is a little too crazy. You and your portals, man. We gotta stop test running these things."
Yeah, Oswald's just gonna be like, "Yeah, I don't know. I just kind of, I opened the portal.
I don't know where I am."
And then you see him snap, and a portal opens right in front. Like, "I'll get us home. Don't worry." And then they walk through the portal.
Perfect. Excellent. She's like in mid throw of a book, she's like, "I have no idea what you're talking about." As I slip back into Remy.
So as whatever Solas told you, I am Pippin Gatlet under here, Pippin Gatlet. I am a demigod of Ismeen. And you hear Solas under breath going, "I fucking knew it." I am here to teach mortals. The question is what are you doing here? Because you guys are not supposed to be here. So do you want to give me an explanation? Because I'm not going to be able to get back to my mother for another 30 years.
I look over
to...
You
want to take this one or you want me
look
to
over, look over to Murph as Murph's saying this. I look back and I go, "We were thrown in a hole."
Does anyone want to elaborate on that?
And then I put the book that I was about to like once again throw down and I'm like, ugh. I go and I point over to Murphy and I go, "This one over here was surrounded by his siblings, said that they didn't like that he was going to be Robanthus' sire. Then he decided to jump into a hole to avoid being thrown into the hole." And I go, "And me, I was betrayed by two of my siblings and my mentor in the entire world. And they said bye, and then just tossed me in a hole.
I know.
And now we're here. Now we're here.
Okay. Backtrack. We love backtracking. That's how we learn things. Robanthus's sire, as in Robanthus's successor.
Yeah, so good old
you're
Rob.
Supposed to be the next creation domain leader.
Mm-hmm. Not that I didn't like find that out as I was being thrown down the hole, but
we need to get you back up.
Yeah, probably.
Because you're not supposed to be down here. I don't know why that one was brought down here with you. But obviously something got fucked up.
I love the idea of Ina just like sitting there eating a burrito that nobody knows where she got it from.
Fucking Solstice was like, how did she get to like the fucking burrito truck outside that quickly?
Yeah, I was gonna say, I point to the burrito cart. That's walking by.
I got money now.
There's a pretzel cart, there's a burrito cart. What more do you need?
She's eating pretzels from the pretzel cart. She's like, I told him I was gonna come back.
Yeah, but how far away was he? Like, did you have to sprint? Or was he just
outside?
I got
on the way out. Oh. I asked you, did you want any pretzels? And you said, nah, man.
That's not exactly what I sound like, but I'll take it.
That's exactly what you sound like. Don't lie. And then so, I asked the bunny girl, and she was like, oh, yeah, I don't want a pretzel either.
So you bought three pretzels. But
yes,
you know.
I bought three pretzels for myself.
Okay, so
Ina's eating her giant pretzels like two fisted.
This is important. Do you have cheese sauce for the pretzels?
The cheese itself cheeses. It's cheese on the inside of the pretzel.
Yeah, that's how Ina would roll.
It self cheeses. Okay.
If you can have a snack pocket in the previous campaign, we can have pretzels as self cheese in this
one.
No,
I know. It's just the flavors of self cheesing. I feel like it's a euphemism.
Not wrong. Yeah, they self cheese. And so about like 15 minutes of Professor Gatlin talking to you. She's looking at Solus and going, so I don't really know what to do other than me tell you that they are indeed demigods. And Solus goes, do I just take them back to my studio, my tiny studio apartment? For the time being, yeah. If anything crazy comes around, I can call you. Well, is there anybody of Absalom's here? No, not in this city, no. Absalom's are children are normally in the city of Zentinal or in the city of Celestia. It's those two. They don't, baby. This it's gonna be episode 2, Murphy the cat. Like that's going to be the episode. I'll say that you guys have gotten back to like this area that you guys started out in, and Solstice is like, okay, you're coming to my room. Do you guys like partying?
I mean, I'm not really much of a partier, but...
What's a party?
She looks over at Ina and goes...
Is it where I can punch someone?
Yeah!
Sweet!
So there is going to be a party at the Silver Serpent tonight. It's
is
a
that
neon
the place
party.
With the big whoosh, 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 whoosh
thing? Yeah, yeah. It's one of my favorite clubs, actually. It's
that's
like a
where
neon
we saw
party.
The pretzel man. I could get more pretzels.
I mean, they sell food inside the club also. It's just like a little bit pricey.
If it's pretzels, I don't want it. These things are genius. They self cheese.
That's got to be a euphemism somewhere.
Someone just goes, we need to get you a new outfit. And then I am going to party with a demigod. Yay!
And she's like, Ada's just like, what's wrong with this? This is perfect.
Have you tried a skirt?
How do you know that?
I'm asking.
How
if
do
he's...
you know that? That's a, and then she immediately like stomp, because she in her mind right now she thinks honestly that Solas has snuck up to the Citadel, has seen her secret room projects, and it's just like, and then she like basically lifts her up with like the two fists to bring her to eye level, and is like, how do you know that?
Solas looks actively scared, and then goes,
how do you know about my secret closet?
Are you gay?
No!
You shouldn't be in there.
She's like, how do you know about my secret dress closet?
I was asking if you wanted to date a long girl. I was asking.
Simba! Simba!
I didn't know. I just wanted to get you in some cuter clothes for the party.
And she glares at her for a second. I'm gonna roll because I haven't rolled anything this episode.
Two people there.
I haven't rolled anything. Where the fuck are my dice? Where the fuck are my dice?
Just use roll 20.
No. Oh, there they are. They were hiding under Chipotle.
Have you ever kissed someone before? Have you ever?
Oh yeah.
I'm rolling insight. I'm rolling insight. What would be an insight? What would it be? What would an insight be? What do you say an insight be? It would be like a mix between intelligence. Would it be intelligence check? That's where D&D has it right, is all the different types of skills you could do.
Let's make it, what are you trying to do exactly?
I want an insight checker.
You can do an intelligence or a perception.
Okay, well, my perception is a plus one. I'll do that one. I got a 6, a 4, a 5. Once again, Ina's rolling fucking great. So that's a 15 plus 1, 16. Jesus
okay, and
Christ.
What exactly is the insight you're trying to do?
Like, I believe that when I said that she wanted to do this, she's like, she was saying, like, it was along the lines of she was like, no, I just wanted to see if you wanted a change of clothes. I know nothing of this closet. And she's like, insight check.
No, she knows nothing of what you're talking about. She wanted to put you in some cute clothes and get some cute people to talk to you. That was the entire thing.
She holds her there for like a solid second more, and then she like drops her and she goes, fine, I am willing to change.
I just thought it would be fun. I mean, I assume it gets a little incesty up in the Citadel, and maybe talking to some like cute people in general might help.
What do you mean?
Listen.
None of us are related other than our siblings. So then she, okay, as Ina was saying, she's like, yeah, we're only related to each other's siblings, and that's it.
Yeah, but how often do you see other people?
Me on a regular basis.
Yeah, Murph over there often, but I don't think you go around fucking your cousins or anything.
I mean, no.
And I go, I'm pretty sure if people were to, it would just pop down to the next domain and just get jiggy with it.
Murphy
Ford. And have you?
Insight no. check.
You want me? I'll do a perception on it.
Okay. Oh, yeah. I guess this would be like a lie, a deception.
It'd be a deception, and I'd be doing.
So this would be a communication check, right? That would be deception. Yeah. Okay, I got a 4, a 5, a 1. That's a 10 plus 1 is 11. I did not roll very well on that one. So. For once, I think this is the worst roll Ina has had was an 11.
Okay, 1 minute.
What?
One.
Will screams. Murphy screams. We all scream.
Murphy was trying to like get inside a cardboard box that she shouldn't be going into, and I took her off my desk, and she looked at me like, "Why? What did I do?"
Why? Okay. Oh, it's stump point. I already know I won out this, so tell me your last roll fast.
I was about to say, I fucking rolled awful. I would hope Solas could catch that. Essentially, like, she just asked her, she's like, have you, like, essentially it was like, have you ever fucked, right? Like, that was the question. She's like, of course I have, hundreds of times!
Solas is just like,
hundreds! If not thousands.
So what was it like?
Pretty awesome. Like punching people, but with a... But with your... And then she like points down there, with your nether parts.
So she's like, looks over.
I just love penis. Yay. That should be a t-shirt. All of penis. Yay. And it should say in parentheses underneath, very much a lie.
So what? Okay.
You could definitely, I think with also the 10 or the 11, you could definitely tell she is a brighter shade of pink.
Yeah, yeah. No, she just goes, we're going to change your outfit and we're going to have some fun tonight. We're going to go to a party.
The last party we went to, we were thrown in a hole.
You can't get lower than here. So.
Well, that's good. I'd hate going.
As far as I know.
I hate going down.
Actually, after she says, as far as I know, you can't get lower than...
Yeah,
this is a different kind of party.
I don't think we're going any more down than we've been already.
That's good, because I don't like going the ups or the downs.
Well, you know we eventually have to go up.
As long as I don't have to go down, so I think I'll be fine.
This is Allie coming in. I broke up with my last boyfriend because he got two blizzards from Dairy Queen for himself and none for me. And that was the last straw. So this is bringing it back.
Honestly, that's a valid reason to break up.
I was already at like a level 10 with him. And I said, and he said, ooh, I'm going to Dairy Queen. While
and this
I
was like my peak car. COVID too. This was like peak COVID. And you're like, yeah, no, not for me.
No, seriously, I was just picking up my car from getting an oil change. There was a Dairy Queen next door. He goes, ooh, I'm going to go to Dairy Queen. I said, ooh, can you get me a Butterfinger Blizzard? And he said, nah, son. And I said, oh, okay. I thought he was joking. He comes back with two Blizzards, both of them for him. I broke up with him 20 minutes later.
I kind of want to answer
that. Remember that conversation? It was glorious.
But like, don't you also kind of want a Blizzard now? Dairy Queen sponsor us.
Dairy Queen sponsor us.
Oh, geez. Ugh, it sounds weird. It sounds gross. I swear to God, if you use your claws, I'm gonna be upset.
It legitimately sounds like jizzing.
Cheese is now the term for jizzing.
I'm gonna cheese. I'm gonna cheese.
Oh my God.